Welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And boy, oh boy, do we have some news stories today, which is which would be why we're here, I guess. Okay, so first and foremost, our favorite boy in Hollywood, Dan Levy, is just signed a deal with Netflix. To where they get to, he's gonna make TV shows and movies for them, so that's pretty cool. Okay. It's an eight-figure deal. So look at Doug's eyes.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, which is really crazy. So this isn't even like his first thing since Schitt's Creek. He has three live action projects in development at ABC for right now. And then he also has an animated series for Hulu. So what's that meme? He's so hot right now.
Yeah.
he's fucking awesome, man. That's going to be really dope. If anybody listeners haven't watched Schitt's Creek, then you're a really shitty person.
Wow.
I'm just saying like the town, not they're, I'm not like saying they're S-H-I-T. I'm just saying that they're an S-C-H-I-T-T kind of person, you know? So go watch it. Go watch it now. Kev, you're one of them. You need to watch that show.
I do. I've seen a lot of memes. I do need to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Scientists want to bring back woolly mammoths. Woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths.
He's a woolly mammoth. Baseball player. Woolly mammoths.
Ah, yes. The center fielder for the Chicago Cubs.
He'd get drunk during the third inning and maybe pass out by the fifth through the seventh. But
he was back up by the eighth.
And hitting homers, hitting dingers left and right. God damn it.
I don't know why they want to bring him back.
Yeah,
he was a sexist, racist pig. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 1928, that was like everybody. But I mean, I don't understand why they want to bring Woolly Mammoth back.
Yeah,
it's strange, man. Like, either A, they're trying to resurrect the actual mammoth, or
the Woolly Mammoth.
Woolly.
Oh, this is different. That's different than what you said.
No, I said Woolly.
It's Woolly Mammoth.
So. Or they're going to try to create a cold resistant elephant. I don't know why the fucking world's heating up with all the core biology traits of a woolly mammoth. It will still look like a woolly mammoth, walk like one, sound like one, and be able to inhabit the same ecosystem previously abandoned by the extinction of Woolly. Very strange. Are you guys for or against that? Because listen,
for
go on,
do it,
just
do it. It, do it.
Okay.
Just do it.
Do it.
Why not?
Okay. So listen, then you're listen. Fine with, then you're like, fine with the T-Rex.
No. One. Creating a woolly mammoth seems easier to accomplish than a dinosaur. One, because we have elephants, so we're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two, like, that would be dope as shit to bring a species back, even if it's not, like, 100% like a, you know, woolly mammoth, because mm-hmm. you're obviously you're going to breed it with, like...
A frog.
What are you? DNA. No.
Yes, an amphibious mammoth.
We use frog DNA.
No, but I why not? I mean, why not? Be cool. But yeah, dinosaurs, that's where it gets difficult, because it's like,
okay, but
we're still not sure if they're birds or not. Like, we're pretty sure they're actually birds.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you can't like get like a pigeon and give it with T-Rex DNA, because then you just have a little tiny pigeon-sized T-Rexes. That'd be fucking terrible.
Can you imagine, man, a T-Rex that flies? Just swoops down and just opens its mouth and starts eating everyone as a snack.
But does he have his wings like T-Rex arms?
Yeah.
And like, no, they're little tiny guys. Well, don't worry about it. It's a fucking chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to be strong enough to carry his big ass. Their big or ass. Penguin. I apologize. I don't want to misgender the T-Rex.
No, I ain't worried about it. No, but.
Okay, but there's power that comes into play, right? Like, so you bring back Willy the Wooly, right? And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, what's next? And they're like, oh, well, let's do a goddamn dinosaur. Let's start off with just a little baby one and see where it goes from there. And then all of a sudden we have Jurassic Park. And then we have Malcolm telling us that we were wrong, and he writes a book about it and then gets brought back into it to save a little girl, and then brought back again for the inevitable recreation of the dinosaurs when they open the park. And he was right all the time, and then he gets hired to voice over the video games that have become hugely popular, and he's just sitting there fucking reliving the nightmare of what she told everyone, hey, this is a bad idea, and no one listens ever. And that's because you wanted Willy.
Yeah.
Wow. Butterfly effect.
Worth it.
Worth it. Okay. All right. Well, fuck it.
Whatever. It's fine. It'll be fine.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
Fucking thing. Yeah. I guess we'll see.
No.
I understood that reference. AMC is in the news again because of the fact that they're going to be accepting cryptocurrencies beyond Bitcoin. So if you if you guys are investing in the future, like you should be, they're going to accept Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash as payments by the end of 2021. So that is something, and somebody should be paying attention to that, because it's all starting to come together.
That means if you buy a movie ticket today with Bitcoin, you basically 5 years down the line pay $200 for that movie ticket.
No, thank you. That's dumb.
Well, no, listen, I'm not saying anybody should do it because it's the wrong time to do it, but they are at least building and starting the infrastructure to accept cryptocurrencies as cryptocurrency. In my very well-researched opinion, will be the way that we are currency will be used in the future. It will be the main currency, but
not for us.
Yeah, huh?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh?
Not bet, bud.
Bet. Why? Bet. Why do you say that?
Well. Because governments at some point will figure out either ways to put a stop to it, or you know, whatever once people start realizing that they're not like getting their cut of it, they'll put a stop to it, but it ain't gonna be the main way.
So
you may have to go somewhere. You'll have to go somewhere and trade your crypto for cash to buy stuff.
You know, that's it's funny that you bring it up, because we definitely have had conversations about stuff like that. And, you know, throughout history, there's been a change in currency many times. You know, we used to barter with chickens and beans, and we moved on to, you know, fucking coins, and we used to barter with coins, and that was what had value. It's not a fact of that. You know, countries will want to block it. It's just the fact that that's what will be what will be found value in it. And that's why there's three countries that are adopting Bitcoin as an official currency. And that's why every country is buying it up like fucking crazy, because of the fact that they want to hold it when it does happen. The U.S. Mm. The U.S. is fighting it because they don't understand it. They can't make money off of it. and they can't tax it. And so now they're trying to ways. There's many laws that they're trying to enact in order for you to report it. Kind of like the Biden administration, which I think is a very stupid fucking idea. They want you to have to report any income, the IRS, anything in your bank account. They want your bank account listed on your returns. So that way they can monitor anytime anything over $600 gets put into your bank account or taken out. And so that was snuck into their infrastructure bill at the last minute in order to try to do that. You know, they've also trying to impose, the U.S. is looking to get into cryptocurrency. They don't know how to control it. They don't know how to do it. All the big banks are terrified of it. So the U.S. is actually talking about minting their own cryptocurrency. So that way people can buy into that, and that way they can tax it. So they're definitely trying to plan for it. Will there be a lot of pushback? Yes. But once the bolt...
That's why I don't think we're going to see it in our lifetime. It's going to be those motherfuckers who live past 100 because they figured out because fucking Bezos figured out the cure to death. And then, like, we're going to be long gone, and Bezos is going to be sitting on his fucking, like, pile of Bitcoin. in his future world that is just Bezos land, and he owns everything.
That could be true, but I'm not taking that chance. As a precaution, I invest heavily into cryptocurrency because I don't want to fucking sit there with my
I have not in my hand. Like I invested a good amount back in like March, April, or whatever, and then Elon Musk, dumb fuckery that he is, said some dumb shit or did whatever, went on SNL, and then everything tanked that weekend like a motherfucker. And I still haven't made any of that money back. I am like in the red still. And I'm like, I'm not going to put more money in to try to get myself. Cause that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah.
That's very true. That's definitely happened. And I 100% believe that was goddamn coordination with, and talk about conspiracy theories. I 100% think that was in coordination with the U.S. government in order to tank the price, either A, to try to make it fail, or B, so the U.S. could fucking buy it up as well, buy the dip. You look at what happened following him, and all of a sudden, three senators come out and shit talk Bitcoin, and then you have also the Speaker of the House talking about how terrible it is for the economy and everything like that, and then it still continues to tank. And then China came out and banned all the Bitcoin from their country and everything. I 100% think that it was all coordinated, and they were like, because he is a huge proponent of cryptocurrency. He's a huge fan of it, and
he was like, Tesla's not going to accept Bitcoin anymore.
Exactly. I think that the U.S. leveraged all the shit that they have against him for all the tax breaks and everything that he gets, because every time that a Tesla's sold, he gets a kickback from the government for that shit. Mm-hmm. And so I 100% think that it was all coordinated, and they forced him to do it, and to just because of that fact. I think you'll listen, holding cryptocurrency isn't a short-term gain. It's not a I'm gonna get rich overnight. Like, your shit, you'll get your money back. It's just gonna take time for it to and I could be completely wrong. I could be an idiot and I could lose every investment that I have in there. But nobody made money by not taking chances. So
really did.
I mean, unless they
Jeff Bezos' kids didn't do fuck all, but they made money.
Shut up. Well, nobody who didn't have money didn't take any chances.
Yeah. I promise you, the fucking Trump kids haven't done shit.
That's true.
That's
Of course, they also don't have money.
Right. There's an exception to every rule, okay? God damn it.
What was it? Trump would have been richer had he not...
Yeah, he would have been richer had he not done anything, if he just sat on the money.
Yeah.
Guys, I have some breaking news that I think that you guys will find very interesting.
Breaking news. Come on, you're supposed to interrupt. Like, oh,
sorry. Razer is releasing a finger sleeve for sweat absorption on mobile gaming.
How hard are people on mobile gaming? Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Is this really a problem? That you have to have sweat fingers? I don't know, man. I've never played a mobile game that long to be like, fuck, my fingers are sweating. I could use a goddamn coat for them.
Man.
It's the stupidest thing. They're $10 on their website if you want to buy them.
For one pair?
Yeah.
And how long do they have RGB?
No, they do not. Like
that's a ridiculous for cat condoms. No dice, man.
For cat condoms?
Oh my God.
Little ween weens. I don't know, man.
Little ween weens.
Yeah, I posted a link for you guys.
Oh my. Check it out. Oh my.
Smooth and high sensitivity fabric. Lightweight.
See? It's a condom.
Yeah, it's a condom.
High sensitivity. Yeah, that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Wide compatibility and universal fit. So if you got a small wee or you got a big wee, it's all going to fit.
Oh, it looks emo as fuck. They look like fingerless gloves, except it's the finger parts. So you're missing the gloves.
You should get them all for your fingers.
just complete the style. Like that's, fucking oh God. Stupid.
So dumb.
Anti-popper.
If I ever see anybody wearing these little things, I'm going to have to beat them up and take their lunch money.
I am ordering.
I've never been like more, I don't know, like motivated to beat someone up and take their lunch money until I saw these. Listen, if you're listening out there, I swear it's going to be like Jay and Silent Bob. You're going to order these online and I'm going to show up at your fucking door to kick your ass.
Doug's going to deliver them.
That's so funny. Let's see. Activision. Okay. Two more stories real quick. I'll make it real quick. Activision Blizzard workers have accused the company of violating federal labor laws. So there's that happening. You can look that up, but Activision Blizzard continues to be a piece of shit. And it's really difficult for me because the new Call of Duty is coming out and I love every second of every, like I see the trailers. I'm like, God damn it. I want to play it so bad. Especially because they're going back to World War II and I'm like, fuck, it's my favorite. That's how I talk when I'm sad in my office alone.
I was gonna say.
No. But I'm standing strong at the fact that I struggle with it too, because I'm like, well, I don't want to punish the developers. They're probably all really good guys by not playing a game and not supporting the company with my dollars. But at the same time, I'm also like, well, they choose to keep working for a piece of shit company that hasn't changed. So I go back and forth with it.
Yeah.
The Batman movie is already getting a spinoff series with the villain, the Penguin. We'll be getting a spinoff series on HBO Max. So.
Yeah. Colin Farrell.
I hope so. I hope he comes. I hope he's playing him.
So he's.
No. I mean, in the series. Like I hope
the Penguin, right?
Yeah,
it's Penguin, right? Yeah. Then it's Colin Farrell. Yeah. Well, I believe that's what I saw, that Colin Farrell set to return as the Penguin in HBO Max's spinoff series.
So
which I was like, damn, they're giving it like Gotham PD is getting like its spinoff series, and I think Jeffrey Wright is supposed to be in that too as Gordon. And then you got this like this spinoff series, which is like, why not just? I mean, I guess like we don't want to make Gotham. We already did Gotham. That was on fucking Fox.
Hey,
like,
I got an idea. Why not just a fucking Batman spinoff series? How about that? God damn it. Like, fuck. They keep doing everything around Batman, but giving Batman himself. Like, give us a goddamn Batman series. Jesus Christ.
Give us the bat.
And that's the news for this week.
Oh, I was going to mention of while we're at HBO Max. Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Because they were talking about Dune. Dune's been in talks, you know, the director has been like really pissed off about, you know, it going to streaming on day one. Mm-hmm. And so they've kind of been pushing this back. Looks like they've the company, you know, HBO Max is going to put it on their day one still, along with the theater release. But now they're not going to be so worried about the box office to decide whether it deserves a sequel or not. So I guess if it streams well on HBO Max, then that's going to make it easier for Warner Brothers to decide.
Well, that's what he was pissed off about, because they were asking him. They're like, well, hey, are you going to get a sequel? He goes, I don't know. We don't fucking know anymore, because we don't know what the box office is going to be like, because they're releasing it on streaming. So he was worried, because it was, and I hear it's a fucking masterpiece. I hear that it's like the quintessential sci-fi movie. Like it's the Star Wars of our times. Like it's fucking crazy. I keep reading. So I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right, we got Thirsty Thursday coming out tomorrow, and stay tuned for that. I'm sure we've got some more Ted Lasso talk that's going to, you know, it's going to be crazy. Everyone's caught up, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.